week's parsha tells the very dramatic story of Yosef revealing himself to his brothers. And the Medrash comments, "B'shem Abakoyin Bardala, Oylonam Yom Adin, Oylonam Yom Atochocha. Woe unto us from the day that we'll have to give a din v'cheshbon before the Bez Nishamah. Yosef Ketanan Shel Shvatim, V'lo Yochlu Echov Lanos Oso Ki Nivhalo Miponov." Yosef was one of the youngest of the Shvatim, and his brothers were confused. They weren't able to respond to his tochacha. L'cheshayovo HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'yochia Kol Echa Ve'echad L'fi Ma Shehu Halachas Kam V'kam. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come and give tochacha to each and every individual before the Bezdin Shamala, then certainly we won't be able to respond to that tochacha. It's a very powerful medrash, but there are many questions on this medrash. First of all, what tochacha did Yosef give the brothers? He told them, Ani Yosef Ha'od Avichai. Just revealed himself. Well, he wasn't criticizing them, rebuking them in any way. What tochach is the Medrash referring to? What's more, why did Yosef have to ask Ha'od Avichai again? Yehuda keeps on saying that he's begging Yosef to give back Binyamin because he's not going to be able to see his father Yaakov. The tsar that Yaakov Avinu is going to feel when his son Binyamin is not going to come home. So Yosef knew that the father was still alive. In fact, when the Shvatim come down a second time, he asks, what's the welfare of your father? Is he okay? And they answer, he's still alive. So he knew that. Why did he have to ask them if his father was still alive? What's more, what does the Medrash mean when it says, V'yochiach l'chol echa ve'echad kefi mashehu? Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give tochacha to each and every individual l'fi mashehu, according to who he is. What kind of a lashon is that? And finally, what's the difference between din and tochacha? Lashon that Abba Koyim Bardlo uses, Oylonam Yom Adin, Oylonam Yom Atochacha. Din, Tochacha, it's Doch Dezel Bezach, it's the same thing. Why does he have to use the double Lashon? The Beis Halevi has a very famous comment. He says that the Tochacha that Yosef was giving to the brothers is that you're saying that you're so concerned about the tsar of your father, that how's your father going to survive the pain that he's going to feel when his son Binyamin doesn't come home? I'm Yosef, who you sold into slavery. You weren't so bothered with the Tsar's father 22 years ago. How was he able to survive for the last 22 years without knowing what happened to me? If you're so concerned about the Tsar of our father, then you shouldn't have sold me into slavery to begin with. That, the Beis Halevi says, is the Iker Tochacha. That's the greatest rebuke a person can have. Din means when a person is confronted with the Averis that he's done, he's held accountable for the actions that he did. But tochacha means when a person's tainus are thrown back in his face. When a person is shown the inconsistencies in the arguments that he's giving and the excuses that he's giving for what he did. That's the tochacha that Yosef gave to the brothers. That they claim that they were concerned for the tsar of Yaakov Avinu, but the reality is their actions spoke louder. Their actions demonstrated that they weren't so concerned. And that's the tochacha HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give each one of us before the Bezdin Shalmala. They're going to ask each person, you know, why don't you give more tzedakah? So the person's going to respond, well, I couldn't give tzedakah. I didn't have enough money. I had to spend the money on different necessities. So the Bezdin Shalmala will say, but you were able to spend money on certain items that you didn't need. They'll ask him in the Bezdin Shalmala, why don't you learn more Torah? Why don't you daven with kavanah? So the person will respond, well, I had so many challenges, I had burdens upon me, I didn't have the time to do it. So I learned a little bit, but I couldn't learn more because I just didn't have the time. I couldn't concentrate because of all of the responsibilities that I had. So the Bezdin Shamala will say, but you did have time to engage in other activities, so maybe you could have learned a little bit more Torah. And when you had the opportunity, when your mind wasn't clouded with different challenges, you could have davened with Kavana, but you didn't daven with Kavana even then. That's the greatest tochacha. When a person's own tainus are thrown back in his face and they show that he was inconsistent. And he claims that he has an excuse, but the reality is the excuse is not such a good one. The inside of the Beis Halevi, I think, is an important message to take into Bein HaZman. Now, sometimes during Hazman, we taka don't have the time. We don't have as much time as we would like. We have different burdens. It's a dual program. We have many different challenges, and sometimes our minds are not as clear as we would like them to be. and we don't have as much time to engage in Talmud Torah, to engage in mitzvos and masim tovim during this month. But Bein HaZmanim is an opportunity. It's an opportunity to take advantage of the extra time that we have. Of course, Bein HaZmanim is a time to recharge, it's a time to spend with one's family. Look, we have to unwind, we have to relax to be able to come into the next month with new kochos. There's no question about that. But we do have a little bit of extra time, Bein HaZmanim, and we should take advantage of that extra time to be involved more in Talmud Torah, to do Chazara of the Zman, or to do other types of learning. To try to daven with greater kavana. If our minds are not as clouded as they are during the Zman, let's try to have more kavana during davening. To be involved in acts of chesed. If we felt we were too busy, then Bein HaZmanim is an opportunity to be involved in more chesed. The key is to take advantage of the time we do have. If the claim that we normally have is that we don't have the time, so when we have the time, then use it properly. We should take advantage of the moments we have Bein HaZmanim to try to truly accomplish. But I think that the idea of the Beis HaLevi is not just a warning. It also can be a source of chizuk. But if we are honest with ourselves, if we really are consistent, then even the mitzvos and masim tovim that we do, the Talmud Torah that we learn under pressure, during the Zman, can have even greater value. The Gemara says in Chagiga on Daf Yibayis, the Shlokish says that Kala Osik Batorah Balayla, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Cholav Chut Shal Chesed Bayom. It's someone who's involved in Talmud Torah Balayla, HaKadosh Baruch Hu envelops him with a Chut Shal Chesed, with kindness Bayom. Shenemar Yomam Yitzav Hashem Chasdu, Valayla Shiro Imi. The Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Chesed to envelop the individual Bayom, and Balayla Shiro Imi, his song is with me. So the Gemara explains, Mahatam Yomam Yitzav Hashem Chasdu, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu command the chesed to envelop the person by day? Because Balayla Shiro Imi, because the Shir of Torah, the song of Torah, is with me at night. What does this mean? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give a person chesed bayom if he learns Balayla? The Gemara should just say that if a person learns Balayla, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a chesed. The Shlokish B'davka says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moshe Cholav Chut Shal Chesed Bayom because he learns Balayla. What's the connection? I heard once that the Chidah answers that this Drasha is referring to an individual who can't learn Bayom. He's Asuk in Parnasa. He has different responsibilities and different challenges Bayom. He can't learn Bayom. But at night, he has the time. And even though he's tired, he pushes himself at night and he learns as much as he can. Says the Gemara, such an individual, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moshe Cholav Chut Shal Chesed Bayom. Because he tries to learn as much as he can when he has the opportunity, HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats it that even when he doesn't learn, it's as if he learned. HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats the Kaviyachal as if he learned by day as much as he wanted to learn, because he really has that rutzen to learn by day, it's just he can't do it. I think this is such an important lesson. Because if we take advantage of the time we have, both Bein HaZman and during the Zman, even if we are busy with other things during the Zman, but if we take advantage of the moments that we do have to use them appropriately, and especially Bein HaZmanim, when we have more time, we take advantage of all of the moments we have to learn, to daven with kavana, to be involved in acts of chesed, to do all kinds of mitzvahs and masim tovim, then not only will we be consistent in our argument that it'll be a good excuse that we're not able to learn as much as we would like during the Zman because taka, we don't have the time. But the reality is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look at the time that we dedicate to mitzvahs and masim tovim, and he'll treat it as if we learned and we were involved in mitzvahs, even during the times that we weren't able to do it. Because if we are consistent and we really show that when we have the opportunity to be involved in mitzvahs and masim tovim, we do the best we can, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Moshe Chachut Shal Chesed Aleinu Bayom, even during those times when we're not able to be involved in mitzvahs and masim tovim as much. And he'll give us schar for those times as well. Shtaka bizoche, to use our time productively, both during the Zman and during Bein HaZmanim. And we should be zoche, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Moshe Chaleinu Achut Shal Chesed, he should give us bracha v'hatzlacha in all of our endeavors.